Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, July the 12th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking to Mandela Washington Fellows who are wrapping up their leadership training in the United States. The fellowship is a flagship program of the Young African Leaders Initiative, or YALI, a brainchild of the former U.S. President Barack Obama, and is sponsored by the U.S. State Department. This year's edition ends on Sunday. The fellows are among 700 young people drawn from different countries in sub-Saharan Africa who have spent 6 weeks receiving training in business, civic engagement, and public management at some of the top U.S. universities and colleges. At the launch of the program in 2010, President Obama explained that the objective was to support an emerging generation of African leaders as they work to drive economic growth, enhance democratic governance, and strengthen the civil society structures that will help the continent grow and prosper. To this day, thousands of youths, including those from Zimbabwe, have benefited. Lingaba lichona njani zurugandaba emakhaya siyalamukela kuhlelo lwe The Connection lamhlanje ku Studio 7 na kungolwesibili udaba esinalo lamhlanje ngolwe Mandela Washington Fellowship. Lizakhumbula ukubana kulabasakhulayo beZimbabwe abangapha sikhuluma nje asebele 6 weeks beqhuba izifundo zabo kundaba zokhokheli phansi kwalolu hlelo lona olwasungulwa ngubaba uBarack Obama esangumongameli weMelika ngo-2010. Silabo ke abakulolu hlelo, njalo sizakhuluma labanye abake bangena kulo eminyakeni edluleyo. Baza kutsho ukuthi kuyini abakutholayo njalo kubancedisa njani empilweni. Kwaziwayo batereri kusangana kumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nevechidiki vari kuno ku America, vari kuita zvidzidzo zvavo pasi pechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Vava ne 6 weeks vari kuma universities nema colleges akasiyana siyana kuno kuvachidzidziswa nenyaya dzeutungamiri. Asi chirongwa ichi chiri kusvika kwamvura yachika makumbo nemusi wesvondo uri this weekend. And our first guest is Crystal Bonzo, who is currently receiving her training at Appalachian State University in North Carolina. I asked Bonzo what her experience has been like.
So I want to start off by saying takadzidzo zvakawanda. 6 weeks is a long time. But my biggest lesson really is understanding the power of working together, especially sema Africans. Vandinavo panapa, we are coming from 18 different countries, and it's neta mabasa akada kufanana. So I'm taking away the lesson ekuti, you know, to create more impact that is sustainable. Zvakakosha kuti tibatane tishande tose. Even though the fellowship is ending on Sunday, patoni vamwe vanosharunoshanda navo vari ma different African countries because kuita basa rakafanana. So my biggest takeaway has been the power of synergy and networking to create long-lasting change.
Nderipi basa rauri kuita chaizvo chaizvo kuZimbabwe and organization yako inonzi chi?
Okay, so organization yangu inonzi Dzidzo SafePad. Yakatanga muna March. After that, in the moon, Jimbo, and they eat pad distribution. kune vanhu vanorarama nemadisabilities. Ndopandakaona kuti there's a gap in policy, there's a gap in advocacy, because hapana ari kumirira vanhu panyaya dzemenstrual health. So organization yangu inotargeta young women and girls vanogara kumamisha, ndichivatraina on how to make reusable sanitary pads ekuti anoramba vachingomashandisa, so that vasaregere kuenda kumabasa, vasaregere kuenda kuchikoro nenhau yekuti vanenge vari kumwedzi. Saka inoda kubatsira kuti tibvise stigma iri around menstruation, kuti tikwanise kutaura nazvo openly and publicly, kuti tinzwisise kuti this is a natural process, it happens, but we need to be able to prepare and equip my vulnerable communities kuti vasaite madisturbances in their day-to-day lives.
And iroro dambudziko remasanitary pads zvikuru sei kuvanhu vanogara kumaruva, idambudziko rakakura sei, uyezve pane zvimwewo zvamuri kuita zvakafanana nedistribution yemasanitary pads acho kana kuti?
Saka patinoenda mainly kuzvikoro, tinotanga taita menstrual dialogues kuti tikwanise kudemystify zvinenge zvichitaurwa zvinenge zviri zvechokwadi around menstruation. Saka tapedza process iyoyo, then totanga kuita training yacho, tinotoya nemamaterials. Then after that training, tobva tadistributa futi mamwe mareusable pads atinenge tinawo. Pamusoro zviye todistributa imwe material yekusonesa, yekuti kana isusu taenda unokwanisa vachidzidzira kuti vachisona, plus nekudonata masewing machine. Saka in essence project iyi inoita zvese zveadvocacy, distribution, training, as well as education around menstrual health.
And why did you target those in the rural areas specifically?
Because looking at the current economic situation, ndo vanonyatso kubatikana nenhau dzekushaya in terms of mari. Because kana uri kumusha, I tend to see kuti vanhu vanenge vasiri exactly focused on what's going on. My services ari kure, vanhu vanofamba madistances akawanda. Plus, like I said, vanhu havanyatso kuziva kuti kumusha chii chinenge chichinyatsoitika. People are mainly focused on what's happening in the towns. So I took it upon myself to immerse myself in the vulnerable communities, because ndo munenge muchitodikanwa rubatsiro rwakawanda. I remember a case yandakatoenda kudhuzeneku airport uko, where vana vachonzi at most on average they miss about 45 days of a school calendar year nekuti havasi kukwanisa kuafoda mamenstrual products. Pato nemamwe masituations yekuti vana as early as 10 vatoita basa repabonde just because vakwanise kuwana mabasics such as sanitary pads. So ndosaka ndakada kufocusa marural communities, because I think kuti nyau dzemenstruation hadzisi kunyatso kutaurwa nezvazvo zvakakwanisa.
That was Crystal Bonzo, founder of Dzidzo Safe Pad. She is currently with the Appalachian State University in North Carolina. I also sat down with Decent Deco Dube, who works with the Matobo Youth Development Initiative. He is receiving his training at Michigan State University.
I think it was really a fascinating experience, considering that I met various young people from different countries. So it has been a diverse program where we have been networking, and it gave us an opportunity to meet various people whom you can share your story and also see how best you can utilize the information which you are sharing to go back to your community and try to address some of the challenges, which actually most of them are the reason why we are here, because I'm coming from a civil society background. So I feel like I've met, I like young people who share the same aspirations as me. So it gives me confidence and resilience to continue in our quest for accountability and young people's empowerment.
Kuyini kahle kahle Dube ongathi lokhu yikho okumqoka engikufundileyo engibuyela lakho eZimbabwe okuzanceda kwela kusasa la?
Yeah, first of all, I think it's networking with young people abayenza okufana lalokho engikwenza emazweni afana labo Nigeria, Zambia, Kenya, DRC. So That's the thing. I feel like I've got a relationship which is very productive. Countries, we are sharing the same the stories. We can relate to each other. Then the other thing which I feel like I've gained is to link with other people from the US to give them a different perspective about my country, to set a narrative to show them the other beauty about my country. So it actually gave me an opportunity to try and address some of the issues which have been hearing them on media and stuff like that. So it actually gave me a privilege, which is a position whereby I can talk from a position of authority. So I feel like that's one of the things which I really appreciate about this program. But mostly important is to link with other young people. So Nisan, how best can you address some of the issues which we're facing in our respective communities?
Inhlanganiso yakho Dube isebenza labasakhulayo lenzani kahle kahle njalo libaphathisa njani?
So esikwenza thina sisi platform yokuthi abantu abatsha bekwanise ukuthi khona bethole i-information, bethole ulwazi. Ulwazi lolo lubancedisa ukuthi khona bephatheke entweni ze-development, entweni zoku-address into ze-child marriage, into zamama, ze-gender-based violence, ukuhlukunyezwa kwabantu abangomama, lokuthi ama-offices aphathwa njani, like the authorities, ukuthi khona how do they handle like the development in communities, ukuthi bebe khona ku-planning, bebe khona ku-monitoring yama-projects, bebe khona la ku-implementation. So the idea is to empower them nge-information, ukuthi bekwazi ukupromote accountability le-democracy. So that's what we are trying to do. Our pro-youth, but ama youth avela kuma rural communities. Since our organization is based in rural community, so siyafisa ukuthi khona since mainstream media ingafinyeleli, sikwanise ukuthi sikhona create content yethu which speaks to us. Sikwanise ukusetha inarrative as abantu abatsha abasemakhaya, sitshengisela thi ukuthi khona we still can participate with development ye community yethu.
Ulwazi olutholileyo ubona lokuphakamisa njani emsebenzini wakho?
Yeah, kathesi kunginika like most of all I feel like kunginika confidence because I never thought ukuthi khona ngingafika kulesi simo. Looking at my background ukuthi khona ngisuka ngapi, as I always speak ukuthi khona is like singabantu basekhaya, we're not exposed to mainstream media and stuff like that. So mangukuthi ngifikile lami ngabona ukuthi lami sengikwanisa ukuthi ngifike eMelika ngizohlangana labantu, because this is a prestigious program which everyone aspires to participate in. So lami khona ukuthi ngikwanisile ukufika ngaba khona, kuyanginika lami ukuthi ngikwazi ukumotivate abantu abatsha ukuthi sonkeni we can do it, noma ukuthi sikhulele emakhaya noma sihlele emakhaya doesn't mean ukuthi khona kungasilimbi ukuthi lathi sezinto ezenza ngabanye from other parts of the country. So the only thing I can do is to try ukuthi ngi-inspire abantu abatsha abasemakhaya. Ngikwanisa ukuthi mba bebekwazi ukuthi khona if decent can do it, labo they can do it. So mina ngiyafisa ukuthi khona in few years coming kube kulabantu abatsha lami abayenze okungcono kulo kwami, noma abayenze ukufanana nami. That's what I hope ukuthi khona, and kunika that resilience ukuthi ngikwanisa ukuthi khona is possible, ngiyakwanisa ukwenza noma bengisiba lama challenges before, but kuyangikwanisa ukuthi kunike intshukuntshu yokuthi khona ngiqhubeke ngiyenze umsebenzi.
That was Decent Deko Dube, who works with the Matobo Youth Development Initiative. He is doing his training at Michigan State University. We are now joined by one of Zimbabwe's renowned human rights lawyer and former Mandela Washington Fellow, Mr. Kenneth Masie, who is based in Texas here in the United States. Mr. Masie, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me to this talk.
Oh, thank you. As one of the beneficiaries, how has the program contributed to your success? We know you are a very successful lawyer.
Yes, I can say the program has benefited me a lot because I learned a lot when I came here in 2015. You know, I learned a lot of stuff that I would have never learned if I you know, continued practicing probably in Zimbabwe without the exposure that I got. I got to meet a lot of people, a lot of young leaders across Africa, and I learned a lot of things on how they themselves did their work in their respective countries. So I can say this exposure has helped me a lot in shaping my career as I move forward.
Kune avo vari ku Zimbabwe vamasiye vangangodawo kupinda muchirongwa ichi. Zvii zvamungava kurudzira?
Ya chirongwa ichi chakanaka chose because chinokuvhura yandikati pfungwa and chinokuonesa zvimwe kana kuti maitiro anoitawo vamwe vanhu kunyanyanyanya kudzimwe nyika dziri muAfrica nemashandiro anoitawo futi mainstitutions enyika dzinoshanda dzakaita seAmerica. Saka ichi chirongwa chekuti kana uchingori a young person ari kuda kudevelop a career yake, ada kudevelop a community yake, chirongwa chinokuitsa kuti uve nandikati maoptions akawanda which you can tap into, and chinokuitsa kuti uve neanonzi maresources in terms of human capital and also expertise from fellow colleagues vari kuitawo zvinhu zvakada kufanana nezvaunongochiitawo paunongochida kubatsira community yako kwaunongori.
And just 30 minutes, Mr. Masiye, what's your word to young people who idolize you as a lawyer?
Yes, I can say that, you know, one thing that you have to do is to be determined, you know, continue to believe in what you believe in, and also to, you know, to always keep your eye on the ball. Obstacles will come in, challenges are always there, but if you have a good grounding and a foundation on what you want to achieve for your community, nothing will get in your way. So I urge all young leaders out there to be resolute and also to stay focused, network a lot, and then make sure that you develop yourself educationally and also, you know, get as much resources that will enable you to, you know, to achieve your work as you move forward.
Thank you there, human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masiye, a former alumnus of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. He was speaking to us from the United, from Texas here in the United States, and my graphics people mixed up the graphics there. The person you saw on the screen is actually our second guest who will be coming later. But this one was Mr. Kenneth Masiye. As already mentioned, thousands of youths have passed through the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and many of them are doing very well in their respective fields. We also have some of them tonight. In fact, more of them. Let's hear first from entrepreneur Nkosana Mazivisa, who is based in Bulawayo.
An international award-winning entrepreneur, Mandela Washington Fellow, in class 2016. The program MNAND at Julugayo is a winner who never won the entrepreneurship journey in Africa. Also, Omega's web program over to the Hustler Summit, every corner, what Jongo Machlonyaga, electoral teachers who you're laying for the day. He's an Indian Mandela Washington Fellowship, Nahamba, Nava Setatmas College, at Boston, Massachusetts, laughing up from that corner, Machula. My Lana is a business, Musi, Gonka, Lokutuisa, is Gava Lama communities. Often, then one, being chairman, Wimawa Primary School, laughing up figure corner, and letter in Google and Hoktugo, my Lana, who found the Lok Parama Tamsang Lama. Youth center of 21st century. Ogule Wi-Fi kona la mabugu la ma opportunities. Onge loku nguche chenga. Ewa kambengwa. Mama ndebele achi olu zunayo olu dobayo. Ogu kamba uzala ingosu. Ogu kambengwa unzalele na nega machamsanga iskabasa yiti. Kaisimi yete se sengiba empowerile baningi omunye womfana ngiempowerile ngemva kweprogram le nguzuzo somkandla ohambile waya kuuniversity yeMaine namhla uphendukile la empower abanye abantu engikuthoyo ukuthi ama program manje singawazuza ngasowabambeni bantu bakithi ukuze sithuthukise isigaba sakithi ngiyabona ekuboneni kwami le program okokuqala iyakulula ingqondo ikutshengisa ukubana umhlaba umkhulu kule kitchen kangakini uyakwenza uxhumane nabanye abantu esithina ngama-partners ngama-investors and collaborators at the same time yena le program ekwenzayo ukubana iyasilola ukubana sikhulume ngokuthi singobani sivela ngapha esithi thina you-owning your own African narrative ngoba abakwaziyo abantu abaningi bacabanga ukuthi i-Africa kakunamphucuko kodwa nxa betshayisana nabantu abanjengathi abakwaziyo ukukhonektha nokuthungamela nokwenzani bananzele ukubana nakanye i-Africa is not a dark continent kunabantu abakwanisa ukuyimuva bayiphushiwe phambili.
That was international award-winning social entrepreneur and author Kosana George Mazivisa. Another beneficiary of the program is Kudakwashe Liwayo.
I'm Kudakwashe Liwayo. I'm the founder of Vital Recycling, which is a waste management and recycling business based in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. I'm a Mandela 2022 fellowship. Because of the COVID lockdown, we did not do the fellowship physically, so we had a virtual version of the fellowship. The fellowship looked at the entrepreneurship and business related content where we learned on how to grow a business, how to write bankable proposals. Currently, we are running some programs in communities here in Lawayo. We've got Target 13, which is the environmental awareness pollution campaign, targeting communities where we are training waste pickers, training them on business management, project management. We're helping them scale up their waste collection initiatives. We're also helping them with equipment to use in the enterprises at community level so that they can scale up their recycling initiatives. And then they also get to interact with businesses and recycling companies based here in Lawayo. So that's basically Target 13 and the community project that we're running under Vital Recycling. So we have been working with industry. We're working with one of the largest manufacturers of plastic packaging. We're also working with the Environmental Management Agency. These have been the key stakeholders that have been supporting us. Being part of the fellowship was very useful in giving me exposure to the scope of projects that can be done in communities. It was very, very helpful in learning how to create documents or to create concept notes that can capture the attention of potential funders or potential stakeholders and investors. I would strongly encourage young upcoming leaders to take part in the program, to apply. It's going to expose them to so much in terms of personal development. As a young leader, you need to grow yourself personally. Your business, your programs are not going to grow beyond yourself. So you need to expose yourself to situations, to programs that can groom you to become a better business and community leader.
That was Kudakwashe Liwayo, Director of Vital Recycling, a waste management company. We also spoke to another beneficiary of the Mandela Washington Fellowship, Nomalanga Ndlovu.
Sanibonani, ibizolami uNoma. Angahamba ku Mandela Washington Fellowship in 2017. And it was a very good experience for me. Kulezi ngeziningi esazifundayo ngesikhathi sangikhona. And I really appreciate the opportunity and nani esayitholayo. If I could just mention, maybe say a few things that I benefited from the program and how I'm using them now. Number one, in network, oyitholayo during that fellowship, and in network, imangalisa kakhulu ngoba you now literally have people that you know all around the world, Nigeria, Ghana, Uganda. Kathesi ngasukuma ngithi ngeKenya, kulo muntu engakwazi ukungifonela ukuthi hayi ngizongithatha ngathi la se airport. So that's amazing. Number two, also you are funda ukuthabanyana abantu bayenza ngamanye ama countries. Sometimes it's easy ukubona ngani maybe in Zimbabwe lapha things are tough for you, but ungafunda from abanye abantu and you realize ukuthi nakona kule zinto eziningi okwanisa la ukuzenza uyaba inspired kakhulu ngabanye abantu lezinto abazenza ngamanye ama African countries. Since I came back, I've been running ama programs amaningi for omama from what is called the Maniswari Outspoken Women, and the main goal in general for this program is ukuthi nakona umama bekwanisa ukuya bezofunda about imali, befunde ukuthi entrepreneurship ayiyini, befunde ukuthi bekwanise labo njani ukuzenzela imali yabo. I think sesidlulile ku-generation yokuthi sibe sifuna sicela imali. Kuqakathekile ukuthi laya njengomama ukwanise uku-understand imali, ukwanise ukubhajeta, ukwanise ukumaneja umuzi wakho. So we've been running a lot of those programs, and also I've had a vast opportunities to work with also amanye ama-fellows who have ama-programs, which has also just been amazing, and I look forward to growing and also seeing what other young people are doing. And right now also I'm actually researching and going into farming bichana, but I think in terms of Mandela Washington Fellowship that here we fula in Mondo, we realize which there's so much more that you can do. There's so much more that other young people are doing as well. Definitely say you should apply. Definitely apply. Now I was going to apply when I was doing and thing I might want to ever hambaya program in a lay. Most of my fellows, and they are always willing to help. Always willing to help. Look for them on Facebook. I was going to have put my videos on YouTube. I also have quite a number of videos that I've done that you can find on Facebook, which help you with your applying journey. How do you prepare to go for the fellowship? And also maybe you might not qualify today, but you can start preparing yourself to also apply the following year once you qualify.
That was Nomalanga Ndlovu, a former Mandela Washington Fellow who is based in Kwabulawayo. And now we go to Godfrey Kurawone, a 2017 alumnus of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. He is a CCC politician now based in the United States. Good evening, Mr. Kurawone, and welcome to Live Talk. Hello, Mr. Kurawone.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Umungati taura vakurawone kuti 3-4 years after the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Ndezviti zvaka koshesa zva makadzidza muchirongwa ichi zviri kukubatsirai muupenyu nhasi.
I was selected to participate in 2017, and by that time I was a counselor muKutare Masvingo. So chekutanga, when I went to the fellowship program, ndakasangana with different counselors from different cities in the US. I also had an opportunity to attend about two kinds of meetings, one in Charlottesville and one in Williamsburg. And as a counselor, ndakadzidza how the American councils relate with their residents, how the residents are actively participating in council meetings. You know, in Zimbabwe, it's only councillors who participate in councils, but here it's different. A resident is allowed to ask questions, and the councillors respond to the questions. So this is one thing that I learned, Kuti. There is need of active participation.
On that note, I would like to thank you so much, Mr. Kurawone. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Thank you very much. I will make time next week or invite you again. That brings us to the end of our show. Thank you to our guests, and thanks also to Mr. Godfrey Kurawone. Good night, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date next week. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, July the 12th, 2022. I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking to Mandela Washington Fellows who are wrapping up their leadership training in the United States. The fellowship is the flagship program of the Young African Leaders Initiative, or YALI, a brainchild of the former U.S. President Barack Obama, and is sponsored by the U.S. State Department. This year's edition ends on Sunday. The fellows are among 700 young people drawn from different countries in sub-Saharan Africa who have spent 6 weeks receiving training in business, civic engagement, and public management at some of the top U.S. universities and colleges. At the launch of the program in 2010, President Obama explained that the objective was to support an emerging generation of African leaders as they work to drive economic growth, enhance democratic governance, and strengthen the civil society structures that will help the continent grow and prosper. To this day, thousands of youths, including those from Zimbabwe, have benefited. Lingaba lichona njani izulukandaba emakhaya siyalamukela kuhlelo lwe The Connection lamhlanje ku Studio 7 na kungolwesibili udaba esinalo lamhlanje ngolwe Mandela Washington Fellowship. Lizakhumbula ukubana kulabasakhulayo beZimbabwe abangapha sikhuluma nje asebele 6 weeks beqhuba izifundo zabo kundaba zobukhokheli phansi kwalolu hlelo lona olwasungulwa ngubaba uBarack Obama esangumongameli weMelika ngo-2010. Silabo ke abakulolu hlelo, njalo sizakhuluma labanye abake bangena kulo eminyakeni edluleyo. Baza kutsho ukuthi kuyini abakutholayo njalo kubancedisa njani empilweni. Kwazwaye batereri kusangana kumuchirongwa chenyu, chirongwa chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kukurukura nevechidiki vari kuno ku America, vari kuita zvidzidzo zvavo pasi pechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Vava ne 6 weeks vari kuma universities nema colleges akasiyana siyana kuno kuvachidzidziswa nenyaya dzeutungamiri. Asi chirongwa ichi chiri kusvika kwamvura yachika makumbo nemusi wesvondo uri this weekend. Our first guest is Crystal Bonzo, who is currently receiving her training at Appalachian State University in North Carolina. I asked Bonzo what her experience has been like.
So I want to start off by saying takadzidzo zvakawanda, 6 weeks is a long time, but my biggest lesson really is understanding the power of working together, especially sema Africans. Vandinavo panapa, we are coming from 18 different countries, and tinoita mabasa akada kufanana. So I'm taking away the lesson ekuti, you know, to create more impact that is sustainable. Even though the fellowship is ending on Sunday, different African countries because so my biggest takeaway has been the power of synergy and networking to create long-lasting change.
Nderipi basa rauri kuita chaizo chaizo ku Zimbabwe and organization yako inonzi chi?
Okay, so organization yangu inonzi Dizo Safe Pad. Yakatanga muna March after nda enda mwenjimbo pandaita pad distribution kune vanhu vanorarama nemadisabilities. Ndopandakaona kuti there's a gap in policy, there's a gap in advocacy, because hapana ari kumirira vanhu panyaya dzemenstrual health. So organization yangu inotargeta young women and girls vanogara kumamisha, ndichivatraina on how to make reusable sanitary pads ekuti anoramba vachingomashandisa, so that vasaregere kuenda kumabasa, vasaregere kuenda kuchikoro nenhau yekuti vanenge vari kumwedzi. Saka inoda kubatsira kuti tibvise stigma iri around menstruation, kuti tikwanise kutaura nazvo openly and publicly, kuti tinzwisise kuti this is a natural process, it happens, but we need to be able to prepare and equip my vulnerable communities kuti vasaite madisturbances in their day-to-day lives.
And iroro dambudziko rema sanitary pads zvikuru sei kuvanhu vanogara kumaruva, idambudziko rakakura sei, uyezve pane zvimwewo zvamuri kuita zvakafanana nedistribution yema sanitary pads acho kana kuti?
Saka patinoenda mainly kuzvikoro, tinotanga taita menstrual dialogues kuti tikwanise kudemystify zvinenge zvichitaurwa zvinenge zviri zvechokwadi around menstruation. Saka tapedza process iyo, then totanga kuita training yacho, tinotoya nemamaterials. Then after that training, tobva tadistributa futi mamwe mareusable pads atinenge tinawo. Pamusoro zveto distributa imwe material yekusonesa yekuti kana isusu taenda vanokwanisa vachidzidzira futi vachisona, plus nekudonata masewing machine. Saka in essence project iyi inoita zvese zveadvocacy, distribution, training, as well as education around menstrual health.
And why did you target those in the rural areas specifically?
Because looking at the current economic situation, ndo vanonyatso kubatikana nenhau dzekushaya in terms of mari. Because kana uri kumusha, I tend to see kuti vanhu vanenge vasiri exactly focused on what's going on. My services ari kure, vanhu vanofamba madistances akawanda, plus like I said, vanhu havanyatso kuziva kuti kumusha chii chinenge chichinyatsoitika. People are mainly focused on what's happening in the towns. So I took it upon myself to immerse myself in the vulnerable communities, because ndo munenge muchitodikanwa rubatsiro rwakawanda. I remember a case yandakatoenda kutuzenge kuepoetuko, where vana vachonzi at most on average they miss about 45 days of a school calendar year nekuti havasi kukwanisa kuafoda mamenstrual products. Pato nemamwe masituations yekuti vana as early as 10 vatoita basa repabonde just because vakwanise kuwana mabasics such as sanitary pads. So ndosaka ndakada kufocusa kuma rural communities, because I think kuti nyau dzemenstruation hadzisi kunyatso kutaurwa nezvazvo zvakakwanisa.
That was Crystal Bonzo, founder of Dzidzo Safe Pad. She is currently with the Appalachian State University in North Carolina. I also sat down with Decent Deco Dube, who works with the Matobo Youth Development Initiative. He is receiving his training at Michigan State University.
I think it was really a fascinating experience, considering that I met various young people from different countries. So it has been a diverse program where we have been networking, and it gave us an opportunity to meet various people whom you can share your story and also see how best you can utilize the information which you are sharing to go back to your community and try to address some of the challenges, which actually most of them are the reason why we are here, because I'm coming from a civil society background. So I feel like I've met, I like young people who share the same aspirations as me. So it gives me confidence and resilience to continue in our quest for accountability and young people's empowerment.
Kuyini kahle kahle Dube ongathi lokhu yikho okumqoka engikufundileyo engibuyela lakho eZimbabwe okuzanceda kwela kusasa la?
Yeah, first of all, I think it's networking with young people abayenza okufana lalokho engikwenza emazweni afana labo Nigeria, Zambia, Kenya, DRC. So That's the thing. I feel like I've got a relationship which is very productive. As in, built in many of my fellows, available many of my countries, we are sharing the same the stories. We can relate to each other. Then the other thing which I feel like I've gained is to link with other people from the US to give them a different perspective about my country, to set a narrative, to show them the other beauty about my country. So it actually gave me an opportunity to try and address some of the issues which have been hearing them on media and stuff like that. So it actually gave me a privilege to be in a position whereby I can talk from a position of authority. So I feel like that's one of the things which I really appreciate about this program. But mostly important is to link with other young people. So when you say, how best can you address some of the issues which we're facing in our respective communities?
Inhlanganiso yakho Dube isebenza labasakhulayo lenzani kahle kahle njalo libaphathisa njani?
So esikwenzayo thina sisi platform yokuthi abantu abatsha bekwanise ukuthi khona bethole i-information, bethole ulwazi. Ulwazi lolo lubancedisa ukuthi khona bephatheke entweni ze-development, entweni zoku-address into ze-child marriage, into zamama, ze-gender-based violence, uhlukunyezwa kwabantu abangomama, lokuthi ama-offices aphathwa njani, like the authorities, ukuthi khona how do they handle like the development in communities, ukuthi bebe khona ku-planning, bebe khona ku-monitoring yama-projects, bebe khona la ku-implementation. So the idea is to empower them with information, ukuthi bekwazi ukupromote accountability le democracy. So that's what we're trying to do. We're pro-youth, but ama-youth avela kuma-rural communities. Thina our organization is based in rural communities. So siyafisa ukuthi khona since mainstream media ingafinyeleli, sikwanise ukuthi sikhona si-create i-content yethu which speaks to us. Sikwanise ukusetha i-narrative as abantu abatsha basemakhaya, sithengisela thi ukuthi khona we still can participate ku-development ye-community yethu.
Ulwazi olutholileyo ubona lokuphakamisa njani emsebenzini wakho?
Yeah, kathesi kukunginika like most of all I feel like kukunginika confidence because I never thought ukuthi khona ngingafika kulesi simo. Looking at my background ukuthi khona ngisuka ngapi, as I always speak ukuthi khona is like singabantu basekhaya, we're not exposed to mainstream media and stuff like that. So mangukuthi ngifikile lami ngabona ukuthi lami sengikwanisa ukuthi ngifike eMelika ngizohlangana labantu, because this is a prestigious program which everyone aspires to participate in. So lami khona ukuthi ngikwanisile ukufika ngaba khona, kuyanginika lami ukuthi ngikwazi ukumotivate abantu abatsha ukuthi sonkeni we can do it, noma ukuthi sikhulele emakhaya noma sihlele emakhaya doesn't mean ukuthi khona kungasimbi ukuthi lathi senza into ezenzwa ngabanye from other parts of the country. So the only thing I can do is to try ukuthi ngi-inspire abantu abatsha abasemakhaya. Ngikwanisa ukuthi nibaya bebekwazi ukuthi khona if decent can do it, labo they can do it. So mina ngiyafisa ukuthi khona in few years coming kube kulabantu abatsha lami abayenze okungcono kulokwami, noma abayenze ukufana nalami. That's what I hope ukuthi khona, and kunika that resilience ukuthi ngikwanisa ukuthi khona is possible, ngiyakwanisa ukwenza noma bengisiba lama challenges before, but kuyangikwanisa ukuthi kunike intunkuntshu yokuthi khona ngiqhubeke ngiyenze umsebenzi.
That was Tisan Deko Dube, who works with the Matobo Youth Development Initiative. He is doing his training at Michigan State University. We are now joined by one of Zimbabwe's renowned human rights lawyer and former Mandela Washington Fellow, Mr. Kenneth Masiye, who is based in Texas here in the United States. Mr. Masiye, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me to this talk.
Oh, thank you. As one of the beneficiaries, how has the program contributed to your success? We know you are a very successful lawyer.
Yes, I can say the program has benefited me a lot because I learned a lot when I came here in 2015. You know, I learned a lot of stuff that I would have never learned if I continued practicing probably in Zimbabwe without the exposure that I got. I got to meet a lot of people, a lot of young leaders across Africa, and I learned a lot of things on how they themselves did their work in their respective countries. So I can say this exposure has helped me a lot in shaping my career as I move forward.
Kune avo vari ku Zimbabwe vamasiye vangangodawo kupinda muchirongwa ichi zvii zvamunga vakurudzira?
Ya, chirongwa ichi chakanaka chose because chinokuvhura yandingati pfungwa and chinokuonesa zvimwe kana kuti maitiro anoitawo vamwe vanhu kunyanyanyanya kudzimwe nyika dziri muAfrica nemashandiro anoitawo futi mainstitutions enyika dzinoshanda dzakaita seamerica. Saka ichi chirongwa chokuti kana uchingori a young person ari kuda kudevelopa career yake, ada kudevelopa community yake, chirongwa chinokuitsa kuti uve nandikati maoptions akawanda which you can tap into, and chinokuitsa kuti uve neanonzi maresources in terms of human capital and also expertise from fellow colleagues vari kuitawo zvinhu zvakada kufanana nezvaanongochiitawo paunenge uchida kubatsira community yako kwaunenge uri.
And just 30 minutes, Mr. Masiye, what's your word to young people who idolize you as a lawyer?
Yes, I can say that, one thing that you have to do is to be determined, continue to believe in what you believe in, and also to, to always keep your eye on the ball. Obstacles will come in, challenges are always there, but if you have a good grounding and a foundation on what you want to achieve for your community, nothing will get in your way. So I urge all young leaders out there to be resolute and also to stay focused, network a lot, and make sure that you develop yourself educationally and also, get as much resources that will enable you to, to achieve your work as you move forward.
Thank you there, human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masiye, a former alumnus of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. He was speaking to us from the United, from Texas here in the United States, and my graphics people mixed up the graphics there. The person you saw on the screen is actually our second guest. I will be coming later. But this one was Mr. Kenneth Masiye. As already mentioned, thousands of youths have passed through the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and many of them are doing very well in their respective fields. We also have some of them tonight, in fact, more of them. Let's hear first from entrepreneur Nkosana Mazivisa, who is based in Bulawayo.
An international award-winning entrepreneur, Mandela Washington Fellow, in class 2016. The program MNAND at Chulugayo is a Sayang and Agirian Lamela Yang Leta. New Lord Walla Kuala, which was the winner number one, the entrepreneurship journey in Africa. Also, Omega's web program out to the Hustlers family. Every corner, what Jerome Machuanya, Electro Teacher School, Yelling for Ine. Using the Mandela Washington Fellowship, Naham Bangaba said that much for at Boston, Massachusetts, and laughing after that corner at Juna. My learning is a business, Musi, Wonka, which is a Gavalama communities. Open Benguan, being chairman, we more of a primary school. Laughing after that corner, and letter in Google and Puku, my learning of Funda, Lo Parama, Tamsang, and Lamatuba, even doing Abad. There's a school of Lamsang, the sick comments about preparation, one way, was of Fundeni, the Kawanka Goma project, Sawina, our dog to Ayona, the Secretary's First Award in 2019. I was on the corner, equipment from UNICEF, from FPC Bank, and the ministry as well. Outside, we want a local union Wednesday in the Life Business Incubation Center. Now, first, Chata Konavanton, a very long chimba, Zuza Matuba, also founder, but researcher, but talker, over Fana Mobutin and Ama Youth Center, our 21st century. Over Wi Fi Kona, Nama Pugu, Nama opportunities. Won't a local good chatting. It will come in one. Maman Devela Achi, Olu Sulayo, Olu Topayo. Thank omunye womfana ngiempowerile ngemva kweprogram le nguzusiso Mkandla ohambile waya kuuniversity ye Maine namhla uphendukile la sempower abanye abantu engikuthoyo ukuthi ama program manje singawazuza ngasowabambeni bantu bakithi ukuze sithuthukise isigaba sakithi. Ngiyabonga. Ekuboneni kwami le program okokuqala iyakulula ingqondo ikutshengisa ukubana umhlaba umkhulu kule kitchen kangakini uyakwenza uxhumane nabanye abantu esithina ngama-partners ngama-investors and collaborators at the same time yona li-program ekwenzayo ukubana iyasilola ukubana sikhulume ngokuthi singobani sivela ngapha esithi thina you-owning your own African narrative ngoba abakwaziyo abantu abaningi bacawa ukuthi i-Africa kakunamphucuko kodwa nxa betshayisana labantu abanjengathi abakwaziyo ukukhonektha nokuphungamela lokwenzani bananzelela ukubana nakanye i-Africa is not a dark continent kunabantu abakwanisa ukuyimuva abayiphushiwe phambili.
That was international award-winning social entrepreneur and author Kosana George Mazivisa. Another beneficiary of the program is Kudakwase Liwayo.
I'm Kudakwase Liwayo. I'm the founder of Vita Recycling, which is a waste management and recycling business based in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. I'm a Mandela 2022 fellowship. Because of the COVID lockdown, we did not do the fellowship physically, so we had a virtual version of the fellowship. The fellowship looked at the entrepreneurship and business related content where we learned on how to grow a business, how to write bankable proposals. Currently, we are running some programs in communities here in Lawayo. We've got Target 13, which is the Environmental Awareness Prevention Campaign, targeting communities where we are training waste pickers, training them on business management, project management. We're helping them scale up their waste collection initiatives. We're also helping them with equipment to use in the enterprises at community level so that they can scale up their recycling initiatives. And then they also get to interact with businesses and recycling companies based here in Lawayo. So that's basically Target 13 and the community projects that we're running under Python. So we have been working with industry. We are working with one of the largest manufacturers of plastic packaging. We're also working with the Environmental Management Agency. These have been the key stakeholders that have been supporting us. Being part of the fellowship was very useful in giving me exposure to the scope of projects that can be done in communities. It was very, very helpful in learning how to create documents or to create concept notes that can capture the attention of potential funders or potential stakeholders and investors. I would strongly encourage young upcoming leaders to take part in the program, to apply. It's going to expose them to so much in terms of personal development. As a young leader, you need to grow yourself personally. Your business, your programs are not going to grow beyond yourself. So you need to expose yourself to situations, to programs that can groom you to become a better business and community leader.
That was Kudakwase Liwayo, Director of Vital Recycling, a waste management company. We also spoke to another beneficiary of the Mandela Washington Fellowship, Nomalanga Ndlovu.
Sanibonani, ibizolami Noma. Angahamba ku Mandela Washington Fellowship in 2017. And it was a very good experience for me. And I really appreciate the opportunity if I could just mention, maybe say a few things that I benefited from the program and how I'm using them now. Number one, in network during that fellowship, you now literally have people that you know all around the world, Nigeria, Ghana, Uganda. Kathi singasukuma ngithi ngeKenya kulomuntu engakwenza lokumfonela ukuthi hayi ntozo nthatha ngathi Lasse Airport. So that's amazing. Number two, also you are funda ukuthabanya abantu bayenza ngamanye country. Sometimes it's easy ukubona ngani maybe in Zimbabwe lapha things are tough for you, but ungafunda from abanye abantu and you realize ukuthi wena kuna kulezinto eziningi okwanisayo lawo ukuzenza, uyaba inspired kakhulu ngabanye abantu lezinto abazenzayo ngamanye ama African countries. Since I came back, I've been running ama programs amaningi for omama, from what is called the Money Soiree, Outspoken Women, and the main goal in general for this program is ukuthi nomama bekwazi ukuthi bezofunda about imali, befunde ukuthi entrepreneurship ayiyini, befunde ukuthi bekwanise labo njani ukuzenzela imali yabo. I think sesidlulile ku-generation yokuthi sibe sithuma sicela imali. Kuqakathekile ukuthi layo njengomama ukwanise uku-understand imali, ukwanise ukubudget, ukwanise ukumaneja umuzi wakho. So we've been running a lot of those programs, and also I've had a vast opportunities to work with also among my fellows who have my programs, which has also just been amazing. And I look forward to, you know, growing and also seeing what other young people are doing. Right now, I also am actually, you know, researching and going into farming, bichana. But I think in terms of Mandela Washington Fellowship, that you will realize which there's so much more that you can do. There's so much more that other young people are doing as well. Definitely say you should apply. Definitely apply. Now I was going to apply when I was routine and thing. I'm going to have a hambaya program in LA. Most of my fellows, and they are always willing to help. Always willing to help. Look for them on Facebook. I was going to have my videos and money on YouTube. I also have quite a number of videos that I've done that you can find on Facebook, which help you. Would you apply and journey? How do you prepare to go for the fellowship? And also maybe you might not qualify today, but you can start preparing yourself to also apply the following year once you qualify.
That was Nomalanga Ndlovu, a former Mandela Washington fellow who is based in Kwabulawayo. And now we go to Godfrey Kurawone, a 2017 alumnus of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. He is a CCC politician now based in the United States. Good evening, Mr. Kurawone, and welcome to Live Talk. Hello, Mr. Kurawone.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Mungatitaura Vakurawone kuti, 3-4 years after the Mandela Washington Fellowship, ndezvipi zvakakoshesa zvamakadzidza muchirongwa ichi zviri kukubatsirai muupenyu nhasi?
I was selected to participate in 2017, and by that time I was a counselor muguta remasvingo. So chekutanga, when I went to the fellowship program, ndakasangana with different counselors from different cities in the US. I also had an opportunity to attend about two council meetings, one in Charlottesville and one in Williamsburg. And as a counselor, ndakadzidza how the American councils relate with their residents, how the residents are actively participating in council meetings. You know, in Zimbabwe, it's only councillors who participate in councils, but here it's different. A resident is allowed to ask questions, and the councillors respond to the questions. So this is one thing that I learned, Kuti. There is need of active participation.
On that note, I would like to thank you so much, Mr. Kurawone. Unfortunately, we are out of time. Thank you very much. I will make time next week or invite you again. That brings us to the end of our show. Thank you to our guests, and thanks also to Mr. Godfrey Kurawone. Good night, Zimbabwe. Let's make another date next week. I am Tungamili Nkomo.